KXRN News. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Philadelphia's mayor now says one person on the ground was killed and 19 injured when an air ambulance crashed to the ground in a city neighborhood last night. At a press briefing, Mayor Sherelle Parker said there was more than just a plane impacted.
We do want to note that several dwellings and vehicles were impacted. So what are we asking you to do for us right now, Philadelphia? We're urging you to please stay away from the scene. If you see debris, call 911. Don't touch anything.
And those comments courtesy of WPVI. Meanwhile, the federal investigation continues into this week's tragedy near Reagan National Airport. Juan Brown is a retired Air Force pilot and current commercial airline pilot. He says officials are likely examining the congested airspace.
We're going to have to look at these routes. Are these routes really the right way to operate out of this area? Do we need to change these routes? Do we need to change the procedures in and out of this area? And I suspect it's going to change pretty quick because this is just cutting it awfully close, awfully close.
The National Transportation Safety Board plans to issue a preliminary report on its investigation in a month. Some bad news about U.S. education.
New results from a national exam find that America's children have continued to lose ground on reading skills in the wake of the pandemic and have made little improvement in math. The national exam results also show while the highest performing students have started to regain lost ground, lower performing students are falling further behind. Given every 2 years to a sample of America's children, the National Assessment of Educational Progress is seen as one of the best gauges of the academic progress of the U.S. school system. John Scott reporting.
This is SRN News. Life is getting worse for Christians living in Iran. More from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Article 19 and three other international religious freedom groups are sounding an alarm about the Islamic Republic, where imprisonment of Christians for their faith increased 600% over the past year. Time in an Iranian prison can amount to a death sentence, given the horrific conditions and regular torture. The vast majority of Christians in Iran are converts from Islam, which puts them at odds with the government as well as friends and family. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Utah lawmakers are working on a bill that would curb the political influence of unions serving teachers and other public service professionals. Teachers' unions are some of the most outspoken opponents of Republican policies in Utah, fighting efforts to limit the LGBT agenda in classrooms and end diversity, equity, and inclusion programs in the schools as well. This is SRN News. McDonald's is changing a scholarship program for Latino students.
McDonald's HACER National Scholarship Program awards college scholarships to students with at least one Latino parent. Earlier in January, the American Alliance for Equal Rights sued McDonald's over the program. The alliance is run by Edward Bloom, who successfully challenged affirmative action in college admissions. McDonald's said it decided to settle the lawsuit so applicants can still be considered this year. McDonald's said the program will now be open to anyone who can demonstrate a commitment to the Latino community, not just those with Latino parents. Keith Peters reporting.
A startup in Mexico tried to get a handle on one Gulf Coast city's plastic waste problem. The company, PetGas, using a new process that heats and breaks down plastic to produce various kinds of fuels, including gasoline, diesel, kerosene, paraffin, and coke. More on these stories at srnnews.com.